Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Chof in the Ois Vader edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting 10 lines at the top of Amud Aleph after the two dots. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, V'lo b'chelev, now you're not allowed to use fat to light a candle of Shabbos. If you put a little bit of oil into the fat, then it's fine. Hey, boy, manon kaim, what are we talking about? In b'mochui, meaning the fat is turned to paste. It's melted. So then I feel loyner son to toich shemen. Even if without oil, it's going to light very well. Fetani Shmuel kol shemetich moitoy, anything that we melt, ve'ino korish, and it's not congealed, machuyu, meaning anything that when it's melted, when it's like a little liquidy, so then it lights well. Ve'imeshenu machuyu, if it didn't come into paste, I feel a ton of son to toich shemen. So even oil won't help it. Also, of Chananya, Rabbeinu, B'shev, Rav, Chelev, Mehutoch, Fekir, Ve'dogim, Madlikim, Behem. Meaning, it's changing what we said before. We have to add oil to it. He says, no, as long as it's melted fat, you can use it for the candle. And similarly, we can use also Kir, Ve'dogim, the inside of fish. You can also use it for the oil. Rav Chia, Ba'al, She'oni, Mise, Kume, Rav. He came late in front of Rav. Omele, Han, Havisa. Why he came late? I'm looking for olive oil. I'm going to use olive oil for Shabbos. Don't you have kir v'dogim to use? Why are you using the olive oil? You can use the innards of fish. You can use the inside of the fish. That's good enough. I don't have to go and get olive oil. Why are you wasting time getting olive oil? Machlek is if you can use what's called neft, which is naphtha. Are you allowed to use it for the candle? The black one you can use, it's fine. The one who says you can light it, talk about the white one, that jumps up and can burn the house, and he's going to come to be mechabe on Shabbos, and as the Reb Chaim points out, the Bavli says that even during the weekday you should not use the white naphtha. Halacha be'zok the Mishnah. Ema digim shemen straight from yontif. That's what we mentioned before. You're not allowed to use oil of trum, which became tamei on yontif. Itron is the psoilus of the zephis, the dirt of the tar, and has a bad smell, and you can't use it on Shabbos because of covered Shabbos. Not to use a bad smell. Chomatirim b'chol hashmonim. Chom say you can use any oil. Shemen shum shemin sesame oil. Shemen egoizim nut oil. Shemen tznoinos, which is radish oil, shemen dogim, fish oil, shemen pkuois, itron, uveneft. All these materials you can use. Only olive oil. Says the Gemara, quotes the beginning of the Mishnah, madlikim shem seir b'yontov. Says the Gemara, v'chol ilin kadmoi madlikim. Meaning we had a whole list of things you're not allowed to use in Erev Shabbos. What was the reason you can't use in Erev Shabbos? Because maybe the ptila won't light well, and he's going to come to change it, come to adjust it. That's only in Shabbos. Yontif, you don't have that problem. So the only thing you're not allowed to use in Yontif is Shemin Sreifa, because you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif. Itron has a bad smell. Kiradogim, the inside of the fish, has also a bad smell. So Kiradogim calls one Shem Dleikim Ein Reichon Ra. While the candle is lighting, it doesn't have a bad smell. Kabu Reichon Ra. Once extinguished, then the bad smell comes. Itron ben kobe ben dolak reichorah, but itron has a bad smell always, therefore you can't use it on Shabbos. So then when the Afchofen was based, shlo toima ril v'reichorah yet ton erchik arbams. You think maybe it's such a bad smell, you can't even say a bracha in front of it, you can't say shema in front of it, and that's why you're not allowed to light it because of the problem of the bracha. Lafun ketzach mema e madliki boy. The only problem is that loko, you're not allowed to use it for covered Shabbos. But you're allowed, it's not a touch of bad smell, so you're not allowed to say divrei kedusha in front of it. Says the Gemara, Chachamim Atiyah Mechol Hashmanah, you can use all oils, B'Shem Kuh is one example. Rav Tarfon Oimim Madligim B'Shem Zayis Bilvat. Rav Tarfon says you can use only olive oil. Omud Lo Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Al Raglovs. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri stood on his feet. Omayim Kin Maya Su Anshei Bovel She'elem El Hashem In Shum Shemin. Hold with people of Bovel, they have only sesame oil. They can't light candles on Shabbos. Maya Su Anshei Madai She'elem El Hashem In Goyzim Bilvat. What about Anshei Madai? They have only nut oil. They don't have olive oil. Maya Suan Che Alexandria of Egypt, Shalem Elishem and Steinis. Maya Suan Che Kaputkio, Shalem Lukach Lukach Elaneft. They have only Nafto. And Elchama Shetiru Shodim Bavad. Meaning, whatever they're Mati in the original generations, that's right, and you should not argue on that. Tab Shemelozoime Madlikim Suri Pneshu Sorof. Meaning, Sorof is the sap of the tree. And telling you, now I'll use this oil because it comes out of the tree. And anything coming out of the tree is also, as we're going to see right now in the next Mishnah. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Kol ha-yoytze min ha-etz emadlikim boi ela pishton. Whatever comes out of the tree, you can't use it but pishton except for flax. Kol ha-yoytze min ha-etz eni metame tumas o'alim ela pishton. And anything that comes out of the tree, it doesn't cause the tumas oil. That if he made an oil out of this material that came out of the tree, and he has a mace under it, it does not transfer the tumor. Ela pishton, flax is different, that could become an oil tumor. And this is the Gemara is going to dash it from a pasuk. Psila sapeged shekiplo veloiv havo. He took a piece from a garment to use that as a wick, and he folded it, and did not put any fire in it. He didn't put any flame in it yet. It says, right now, he just folded the beged. It's still a beged. Has been tumor of a beged. You don't use it on Shabbos. It is toiro. It's not a beged anymore. You can use it on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara why the use of Shabbos depends on the tumor in taharo. Send the Gemara, whatever comes from the tree, you don't use, but flax. It says in the pasuk, la lois ner tomit. The candles they use in Beis Hamikdash has to be la'alois ner tomit. And you dash it, sheru lo'im ha'shein l'choyis ha'shel heves ela pishton levad. It needs to be something which lights the candle very nicely. The flame will burn beautifully. And that's the material of the wick they want to use is pishton. Tarim shem lo zo'im ha'koliyot v'ne metz emu mishum sholosh ha'sholosh. Anything that comes out of the tree doesn't have a din tumor of 3x3. Which means 3 and 3 fingers. It's not choshev enough that 3 and 3 fingers gets tumo. Or misachim boy, that you can use it as a sukkah, because something doesn't get tumo, you can use it as a sukkah. Chutz min pishton, even a small amount, is choshev, it gets tumo. So you can't use it for a sukkah. Ha-beisi osu oiso ke'ovim harakim. What comes out of the tree, we treat it like the ones things which are very thick or very soft. The Taninon we learned. Ha'avim, harakim, the very thick clothing or very soft clothing. Ein b'mishum shosh al-shosh, the number 3 and 3 are fingers. And that's the same thing that we treat anything covering the tree except for flax. Says the Gemara, ma'abalazo min ha-mishkan lomdo. We learn from the Mishkan. Because in the Mishkan, there was an oil. From there we learn the concept of oil. The oil in the Mishkan was pishtan, was flax. So only something like the Mishkan, which is flax, gets tumor, not anything else that comes from the tree. How do we learn from the Mishkan? Because the Mishkan says, "Dechtiv es haMishkan ta'ase es yiriyos shesh mashdor." You make the yiriyos of the Mishkan shesh is pishton, is flax. So it says the Mishkan is made out of flax. And how do I know it's flax? Dechtiv parei pishtim yuol roishum. It says by the clothing of Kohanim that their hats was pishtim, was made out of flax. That's a pasuk in Yechezkel. But in the Torah it says, it's parei amigboris shesh. So you see, the shesh that says in the Torah refers to flax, as we see in Sarvei Cheskel. So also, shesh of the Mishkan means flax. How do you do that? Atlomit shesh mishesh, the shesh that says by the Mishkan. You learn from the shesh that says by the clothing. Veshesh mipeirei, by the hats, it says the words peirei. Uperi, peri, and peri itself, it says right near it, pishtim, meaning the peri is referred to in the Torah as pishtim, as flax. So meaning, when I learned the Mishkan from the Migbaris and the Migbaris from themselves, you figure out that we're talking about flax. That was the oil of the Mishkan, and that's the only thing that gets tumas oil, as we see in the Mishkan. Says the word in the Arab, loza shol, malasus oil me'or be'im atmeo. What if I create a tent from the or beim atmeya, from the hides of a beim atmeya, does that cause tumas oil or not? Or beim atmeya, says Reb Chaim, that's clear that it causes tumah, because the Mishkan was done from oiris eilim or damim. But what about or beim atmeya? Says the Mavechti v'oiris techoshim, because part of the mikseh of the oil was made out of oiris of the animal called choshim, and choshim, the Gemara understands, is a beim atmeya. As the Gemara goes down and explains, of Yudor and Nechemim v'Rabbonin, Yudor Yimer Tainun. That's the animal they use, that's the tachash, L'shem Tzivur Nikra, and he's called Tainun because that's his color, which is blue. Continues the Gemara in Daf Chofav, Udalev Nechemim Yorimar Gelaktinun. Another name of Beim Atmeya, and the Korban Eidah says it's also a name of a color. V'Rabbonin Amri Minchaya Te'oiro V'Kdoilo B'Midbar. One of them disagrees, say the tachash is a Beim Te'oiro. And it only grew in the Midbar. So according to Rabbanon, we don't have a mocker that Beim HaTmeya causes too much oil. The Tayakai, this goes like the Maravlozo Rabbi Yisrael Ravo, when Ablozo Rabbi Yisrael Ravo said, B'Shem Shir Melokish, B'Shem Rameir, Kimin Chaya Te'oyo Bor HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe HaMidbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Midbar a chaya, some kind of animal Te'oyo. Kvat She'oso Bo Melechas HaMishkan Nignezo. Once it was used for the Mishkan, this animal, which that's a Takash, it's Nignezo, it's gone, we don't have it anymore. Ravavu no my Keresh Yerashmo. The real name of it is Keresh, it's called Takash because of the color. Tani Rabbi Shai the Chado Keren. This Takash had only one horn. And the word Dasha from the Pasuk, Atitiv Lashem Yishor Par Makrin Mafriz, we're talking about the animal. The other Marisha was Makriv. When it says Makrin, we Dasham Mikeren Kosarachmano with one Keren. Meaning this is the same animal, the other Marisha was Makriv, that's the animal that became, that was the Takash that has one horn. So the conclusion of the Gemara is that Takash is not so clear if it's Behema Tmeo to her, it's a Machlaikis. If it's Behema Tmeo, so then you know that oil can become Tameh when it's made out of the skin of Behema Tmeo. And if not, we don't have a source to that. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Dav Chof.